You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are joined by the magnanimous Kami, who is coming to us from Tengai, which is up in Rotorua, outside a strip mall, watching a guy on a guitar talk about Jesus. How's your morning going?
That's how it's going, bro.
That's how it's going.
Explained it. Kia ora.
Kia ora, man.
Good morning. Yeah, I drove up to Auckland to pick up a car, actually, because it was a steal of a deal. Mm-hmm. So I flew my daughter and I up here, and we turned the trip into a bit of a holiday, actually, but a working one, because I've got to teach online and stuff.
True. Are you teaching online from the car?
No. That could be the next thing on my list, actually, after we suss a late breakfast. Yeah.
Oh, crack up, man. Crack up. Yeah. What kind of car did you get?
I got a Jeep.
Sick.
What is it? A Jeep. In America, they call it a Liberty. Here, it's a Cherokee KK. So it's a little different. It's like the last of the square Jeeps. It's about 15 years old, but it's only done 33,000 K, mate.
Oh, dog, that is incredible.
Can't say no to that, And it's black, my favourite colour.
Oh, awesome. That's so sick. That's so sick. You played in Otipoti Dunedin about a month ago, almost to the day, really, at the Otipoti Hip Hop Hustle Show at Eric's. How'd that show go?
Uh-huh. Oh, man, that was a hoot. Love that show. To be honest, I didn't know what I was walking into, other than just hearing about the good vibes, but I didn't know what kind of good vibes. It was cool. Just like, it was fun to perform, but like, performance aside, just watching the other performances and getting to know some of the other artists, the rappers, some mm-hmm. up and coming, some who have been around for a little bit. It was just like nonstop goodness, man. Good vibes as well. Yeah.
Nice. It seemed like a very holistic hip hop experience for
Absolutely. Man, all ages, and it brought me back to the early 2000s, to the to the New Zealand hip hop summit when it was I never went to the ones when they first started in Christchurch, but the Auckland, when they first started doing it in Auckland, 2004, 2005, 2006, mm-hmm. it had the vibes of that, of just this community strength, and just support and just influence, like cool kids giving it a go, and just positive role models. It was choice, man. And a lot of Māori too. That's my main thing. I've seen all my Māori people getting involved, especially heaps. It was choice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I had
props to them for organising that. Yeah, it was mean. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. I just gotta say, I haven't heard someone say choice in a long time. I feel like it's one of those kind of like Kiwiisms that needs to be revitalised, you know.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. Oh, bro, you haven't been to Littleton or Rotorua much, have you?
No.
Wataki? You need to get out to the small towns where the Māori be at. You'll hear choice everywhere.
I really
even the kids are saying it, but you know. But yeah, the big centres, people will say it's a dying language.
It's truth to that. Oh my goodness. You're a self-described swamp witch, which I really like that term. I want to know, what does that mean to you?
It's a little bit of a play on both the idea of Māori spiritualism first and foremost. Because as almost any Māori who walks in the world of Ao Māori, Te Reo Māori, and the ways of being Māori and beyond in a metaphysical, as including like, you know, whānau, Wairua and all of that kind of stuff that comes into it. It's a play on that, but to the next level of where I guess my hobby is researching makutu through to karakia, from old manuscripts and things like that, and just learning from my peers and other people in the Māori community. So that's one part of it. And the other part is like many, many years ago, I did social anthropology at Otago University. And I started hanging out with a lot of, I guess you'd call them pagan witches or Wiccan witches. And mm-hmm. I sort of became a Wiccan witch back then. I wouldn't say I am now. I'm very deeply steeped in my Māori roots. But in a sense, I use that sort of spooky witchcraft aspect comes through in a lot of my waiata and my poetry and things like that. So, and I practice it as many Māori do in regards to using karakia for before we do any major task and start the day and finish the day with karakia and things like that, be it communally or just by myself. Yeah, so that's sort of the aspect of my sort of swamp witch stuff. And the swamp part, because it sounds freaky and spooky, and because I live in Canterbury.
Yeah, big old swamp.
And grew up in Dunedin around the swamps as well, so I'm definitely a swamp witch. And if I'm not that, I'm at least a swamp hen.
Pukeko over here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah, Pukeko, I mean, yeah. I feel like, you know, a lot of the South Island was just a big swamp at one point, which is really awesome, really cool. Yeah. And now it's all bloody farms.
Yeah, it's all farms. It's time to change that.
Let's change that. Let's convert these. Let's get these back in swamps. In November, right. your track Tairo featuring Marlon Williams won Te Tohu Puro o Te Reo Māori. Favourite song featuring Te Reo Māori at the Triple A's, the Aotearoa Alternative Awards. How'd that feel?
Oh man, that was awesome. I unfortunately couldn't make it that night because I wasn't feeling well. It was also a fetal moon, which is a bad moon to be out and about, particularly for me. This is the new moon. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was Atua Whakahaehae. It's one or the other. Atua Whakahaehae is just before the full moon. Anyway, it was a massive buzz to know that myself and Infectious and Marlon had received that award. Well, not in person, sadly, but that we won that. It was unexpected, especially because we've been pushing the other way, but of course that song did its own thing. It's its own entity. It's its own sort of taipo of itself, and it's gone rogue and doing its own thing. So that's cool. We're gonna have to make a music video for that too, I guess.
You will. You really will. What was Marlon's initial reaction when you asked him to do vocals? Because mostly he is, you know, an indie pop blues country sort of fella, you know. Did you have to provide him a lot of direction?
No, I thought I'd leave him on his own to make his... I gave him the beat with just my raps, and I had already created my own sort of flow for an idea of a hook in there, but I didn't give him that. I didn't wanted to give it to him fresh and see what he thinks, what he thought. And so then, like, about 2 or 3 days later, he just sent a voice memo, I think, of him singing it. And he was like, yeah, this is my attempt at R&B. So that's all he really said about it. But then afterwards he was kind of like, we've had a kōrero about it, and he was just kind of like, it was out of his typical, you know, thing. So he Marlonized the R&B hip-hop R&B aspect of hip-hop, I guess. He did his own Marlon thing. And then originally there was no vocoder. And then he bought this little vocoder machine on his travels in Australia, I think. And then it cost him like $150 or something. It's a pretty cool little machine. And then he's just like, nah, I'm using this now. And so we did it all in one, and he did it in one take.
Wow. So he
did all, like, all the hooks separately, but all in one take, and a couple of layers, and the ooh, ooh. But he put those in too. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's so sick. So he did the vocal processing himself. I thought that would have been something. Oh, wow.
No, he did it himself. We didn't have to use any sort of auto-tune frequency, octave perfection stuff like that. It was just like he was just fiddling with his knobs on this machine, which isn't even digital, and I don't think it's technically not digital, like as an interface or anything. Out of it, eh?
That's so sick, man. That's so awesome.
And the funny thing is, one of those hooks in the background, Delaney Davidson was in the lounge at the time, and he was folding, he saw all my messy cords, like spaghetti junction on the floor of my lounge where we record it. Yeah. And you can hear him in the before the edit, before it was like produced, you can hear him, his rolling of the cords in the background, but it actually sounds kind of cool, like some kind of whipping, I don't know, demon. Delaney demon. Yeah.
That's so cool. He's definitely a little devil, that guy.
Now,
in the Taipur video, you've got a really awesome outfit on. I mean, the hat is gorgeous. But you've also got a beautiful set of grills. I want to know, was there any rapper in particular that inspired you to go out and get some grills?
Probably going back to Gucci Mane back in the days.
Shout out to Gucci Mane. Oh, I love Gucci.
Shout out to Gucci Mane. Yeah. And maybe, I don't know, like, I'm about simplicity, so not lots of ice. So that's why I went for the black grills, just plain. A shiny black like my car. And so I guess Gucci Mane would have to be the one. Nice.
Have you read his autobiography? I had it as a 17 year old. It's quite fascinating.
I think maybe
past his prime, definitely. I think like the last good stuff he put out probably in like 2021, but still a legend. You gotta pay him his dues.
Yeah. I'll check that out. I've still got to get through. Can't even remember his name. I started reading it a year ago and put the book down. That's how useless I am with books. ADHD, Mobo. I get there eventually.
This next question, I guess, is about a big part of hip hop, and you know, it's the most recent in a long line of genre and musical styles that gives marginalized people a way to retaliate and voice their grievances and advocate for change. This used to be punk. I think hip hop is definitely the medium now, and this is true for Māori as well. For instance, you got Etu by Upper Hutt Posse, Moana and the Tribe, a lot of their tracks, and so much more. What do you think it is about hip hop that incubates and protects that kind of energy?
I think it's just hip hop is just, you know, it's a vehicle for the oppressed, or for us to speak about the disenfranchised, and it was sort of that from day one, but at the same time it was also a fun thing. You know, like early Run DMC music, even Beastie Boys and before them was this fun music, but then it became a sort of political a political vehicle, I guess, in a sense. So And that is largely what it is for Māori, particularly today. A lot of our hip hop music is too. I mean, I have, for example, I've done songs in the past which are heavily politicized and about uplifting my people and my community. But then I've got, for example, this EP is more about personal stuff.
Yes,
there's little references to being disenfranchised and being pōhara, being poor, and things like that, and escaping things, which are more than just a social dynamic as a result of governmental systems and things like that, and colonization.
Mm.
So. But I've got new songs about that stuff, which I'll be performing at Twisted and this weekend as well, actually, at LCC, Littleton Coffee Company, having a music video release party. Saturday night. So we'll be performing at least a couple of songs that sort of speak to that sort of stuff. It's protest songs, I guess you could say, in our current political climate. They speak for themselves, those songs. I try not to go on about what they're about. If you know Te Reo, or if you can at least figure out, once you've got the lyrics in front of you, what the meaning is, then you'll know.
Well, as you mentioned before, you are playing Twisted, which starts in approximately 13 days on the 30th.
That caught up real fast, that one.
Holy heck.
I've got lots of mates who went there to help go set up, and that was 3 or 4 months ago, and I feel like I haven't they've only been gone like 3 weeks or something, but it's been months.
Yeah, yeah. Time does fly.
It's gonna be big.
Is this your first time playing?
Yes, it is. It'll be my first time at Twisted and my first time playing at Twisted as well. So I'm real excited because all my, what I call them, goth hippies, my goth hippie mates that have been going regularly for at least the last 6-7 years or more, been raving on about it. Excuse the pun. So it'll be cool to get up there, bring my non-binary goth ass up there and get into a bit of wob, 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 wob while I'm at the hip-hop stuff too.
Yeah. That'll be so, it's going to be awesome. Twisted seems to be pretty big on innovative fits and outfits and fashion. Have you been workshopping some looks? Some Swamp Hen couture?
Swamp Hen. Yeah, Swamp Hen would be great, actually, but it would be probably purple dyed black. So you just see little elements of purple in there and blue, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've got lots of variations of different stage performance outfits because we'll have the full band. So sometimes the band, the instrument players, sometimes they dress up, sometimes they don't. I don't try to pressure them, but my co-vocalists, I'll have Marlon Williams and Tay Renee. So maybe one other person, actually. Possibly. So we'll, at least the vocalists, we'll be wearing some buzzy outfits, maybe some crazy frocks, but not just a frock, maybe throw some kākahu Māori on top of that. Crazy hats as always, probably fluffy, big and fluffy. I might wear some platforms. Oh, I don't know, sick. That could be dangerous. We'll see. Yeah. I might wear stilts. Gee, I don't know.
World's your oyster.
Yeah.
That's. I'm very glad to hear that you're brainstorming on that front. Are there any other acts that you're excited to see there as well?
There's Doughboy, DJ Doughboy is playing on the 30th because I'm playing the 31st at about 4:50 p.m. But anyway, so Doughboy's playing the night before, I think. A little bit before midnight, I could be wrong. She plays dope sort of dark dub, dark wob 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 dub stuff. Like when she's in her vibe, like wow, that's that's crazy. Who else we got? DJ, oh, what's her name now? I think she's going by Nice Ass. A-Z-Z-Z or A dollar sign dollar sign, something like that. But it's my mate Turumeke. She's an artist based in Wellington.
Turumeke Harrington?
Turumeke Harrington.
Oh, mate, she's just incredible.
Not sure. Yeah, she's heading to help out with some art stuff at Twisted as well on Friday. So, yeah, she's awesome. Yeah, I collaborate with her on a lot of art stuff. And
she makes
things as well, so we're homies. Yeah.
She makes jewellery, right?
Yes. Yeah, she makes jewellery, amazing jewellery. Yes. I got a few rings from her, one I made with her at her 30th birthday a few years back.
Oh.
That was cool. Yeah. I learned that I'm not made for jewellery, but, you know, you're surrounded by the people to help you get it right. Yeah,
totally.
All good.
I really want to thank you for your time here this morning. This next and final question might put you on the spot a little bit, but I do want to know, have you got a favourite hip hop release for 2024? Can be international, can be New Zealand, anything that's been sticking to your mind lately?
I would say Marire, known as Ma the rapper. Her particularly the single that Poro Hea Hea won. And that whole musical release that she released this year, that's my thing right there. Looking hopefully forward to doing some music with her. Put it out there. Got friends and we kind of know each other. So yeah, but Ma, just MA, I reckon she's the one.
Awesome. Glad to hear.
There's heaps of others, but, you know, if I'm going to push one thing, it's going to be that. Yeah.
Well, it's funny that yours is Ma, because mine is Car. Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with Car.
Car?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Who's Car?
Fantastic New York rapper, put out a really good album this year called The Thief Next to Jesus. It's quite a lot. It's quite intense, but it's exceptional. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on the program today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah.
Thanks so much. Yeah, enjoy and have a safe travel with your new Jeep.
Well, indeed, we're going to take it easy. We've got like another. We're going to push it out to a week, I think.
Nice.
Holiday.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much. Kia ora.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, folks. That was Call Me. We're chatting with them about, I guess, a lot about just a year in reflection, but a few specific things such as Tidal, their fashion, Twisted Frequency, a lot of good stuff. It's 10:55.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.